The findings of a 15-month comprehensive study on the future of Catholic schools in Western Massachusetts were released today by the Diocese of Springfield. The report by the Pathways Commission makes recommendations for the revitalization of the diocesan school system in Western Massachusetts, but says strategic plans must be made for individual schools and the system as a whole if Catholic education is going to exist for generations to come. In the short term, the emphasis needs to be on controlling costs and improving access to families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, according to the report. When Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rozanski announced the study in February 2018, he warned that declining enrollments and rising costs represent a dark cloud over the future of Catholic education. Now, he said the Pathways report offers some rays of sunshine.
We have certain areas in which we can work on improvement, and we have certain ways in which we know what the direction is to further the mission of our Catholic schools. So I'm certainly more optimistic.
Total enrollment in the diocesan schools in Western Massachusetts is about 2,000 students. Between the end of the last school year and the beginning of this current academic year, enrollment fell by about 2%. But Superintendent Dan Balargin said there's been a slight increase in enrollment as the school year has progressed.
But that shows some stability, which is a really good place to be. Our open houses have been successful. It looks like most of our schools are projecting increases in their overall enrollments for the upcoming year. Again, not by a lot. But what we can see is some of the efforts that have already been put in place before Pathways in thinking about marketing, in getting the message out, in engaging our families, are already providing dividends in increasing access for our schools.
The report does not recommend closing or merging any schools. There are currently 14 schools, most of them concentrated in the greater Springfield area, with only 3 schools located in all of Berkshire County.
Not only am I confident that we can maintain the number that we have, if we are running our schools as we're supposed to, with good business practices and in engaging the communities in their particular education, I think we can increase our schools. I don't think that there's any reason that we should not be adding schools, especially preschools, especially early childhood centers, and especially in areas of our diocese right now where we don't have any geographic access to a Catholic education.
Ann Dougal, the principal of St. Michael's Academy in Springfield, participated in the study commission. The K through 8th grade school was created a decade ago when the 5 parish-based elementary schools in the city of Springfield closed. At first, the academy struggled to stay afloat, but enrollment has now increased in each of the last 2 years, and fundraising has helped cover operating expenses and tuition assistance. She credits the administrative model at the academy for some of its success.
We have a leadership team. I'm the principal of the school, but we also have a business administrator. We have someone who does marketing and enrollment, someone who does advancement. And because we have that team, we're able to focus on the different areas. So we really support that model. We feel that that's been a real asset to us.
The Pathways report said schools must be governed less centrally and in ways that engage and empower people. It also emphasized hiring the appropriate personnel. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.